This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I'm incredibly proud to be an Over the Influence community member. When I became a member, I got a double dose of the podcast every week, now that I had access to the premium pod, and I also loved the in-person Zoom calls, basically just getting to know like-minded people. Personally, it's been just over a year since I changed my relationship with alcohol, and I've honestly never felt better. My head is clearer, my relationships with friends and family members are better, and overall in life I just have way more energy. Thankfully, I never had a rock bottom, but Over the Influence made me realise I didn't need one. It's never too late to change for the better. So thanks for being there for me, OTI, and keep up the great work.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to this week's episode of Over the Influence. I'm distracted massively because...
Sorry.
No, please never apologise, ever. There's no guest on this week's episode of the podcast, but it feels like there is. But he's just much smaller and cuter. And it's your son, little Leo. I mean, look at him, Ben.
He's all right, isn't he? We like him.
Yeah, we like him a lot.
We are currently... So as you hear this, Sharon is not here. She's out of the country. She's on holiday in Barbados. She's got a mocktail in her hand. She's lying on the beach and she's living life.
Pretty much.
But we're having to do, because Shaz is away, which we're going to talk about. That's what this whole theme is about, this episode, isn't it? It's about your 50th. Can we say it out loud?
You can say it out loud. It's fine. I'm really Shaz's cool with it.
50th. But because we're doing lots of recordings back to back to make sure that we can continue to bring you an episode of Over the Influence every Monday without fail, even while Shaz is away, it means that we're recording all the time at the moment. And tonight's the night they have the baby. So, soz.
Yeah, no, don't apologise for having Leo on your lap. I think you'll be glad of the break, actually, Ben, for these next 2 weeks. Because I'll be like, Ben, we're recording, Ben, we're recording, Ben. Can you do another podcast?
Yeah. We've seen a lot of each other.
We've seen a hell of a lot. If you are just joining us, actually, for the first time and Over the Influence, allow us a quick introduction as to who we are. As Ben mentioned there, my age, I'm about to hit, when you are listening to this, I can't work out the
you'll
days.
You'll be a few days away.
Yeah, I'll be in and around 50 years old. I stopped drinking alcohol just before my 45th birthday, so I am now over 5 years alcohol-free. Have I said my name? I don't know. Sharon.
I don't know.
Sharon Hartley. Everyone calls me Shaz, based in Lancashire in the northwest of England. And I suppose for the first couple of years when people said, why have you stopped drinking? How bad did it get? How much did you drink? And I used to, you know, quantify it. I would quite happily explain to people the volumes and the amounts and the regularity. Ultimately, it's nobody's flipping business. And also, I don't find it helpful if somebody uses me as like the world's worst barometer against their own drinking. Like, oh, I'm not as bad as you, Shaz, so therefore I'm okay. If it's too much for you, it's too much for you. So in answer to that question now, I just simply say I drank too much, far too quickly and far too often. I decided to take a break from the booze, that's all it was going to be, and get fully back on it in time for the Christmas festivities of 2018. But I'm still here and I've still not drunk and I'm never going to again because life is just so much better. Yes, Leo. Licking him in there. Yes, Leo.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. He's excited for you. Better. He is. Yeah. And, you know, if I hadn't have stopped drinking, myself and Ben would not be having this conversation now. This podcast wouldn't exist. I wouldn't be looking at your beautiful, gorgeous little son Leo, who's smiling and giggling on this call.
Like, yeah, he loves a compliment.
So much would not have happened in my life had I not made that decision to take a break, to make a change more than 5 years ago. So that was, God, that was a long intro. Soz, and thank you if you're still with us. As you gathered, I don't do this on my own, but there's no guests coming up, actually, Ben. So if you want to take a little bit longer on your intro, you can do that today.
Oh, okay. Hello, I'm Ben. I am 35. I live in Liverpool. When you said longer, you didn't mean just like longer spaces between each sentence.
Don't talk slowly. Just give us some more info.
I am dad to this one, baby Leo, who's gorgeous, aren't you? Hey? I'm a bit tired and a bit grumpy, but in the main, gorgeous. I am stepdad to Alfie and Millie. I am married to Jem. We got married a couple of months ago. And I've been alcohol-free now for 3 years and four months,
amazing,
which is great. Yeah. And I was a binge drinker. I wouldn't drink every day, but I'd go out and I'd smash them back. I'd do that thing where I'd be like, oh, I'll just go out for a couple tonight. And then a couple would turn into a couple more and a couple more and a couple more. And then by the time you look at the clock, you go, oh my God, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, what happened?
How did this happen?
What happened?
Yeah. And it would just then ruin my whole weekend. You know, all the plans that I'd made on a Saturday, nice, wholesome plans of dates and family stuff would maybe go out the window because I would be lying in bed, feeling sorry for myself, completely self-inflicted illness. You know, I just wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be as a person. I haven't talked about that for a while because that was my really big thing, actually, is that going alcohol free, I didn't realize at the time when I said I'd do 3 months, even after that first initial 3 months, because my story is I said I'd do 3 months, like you, take a break. Then I extended it to 6, then I extended it to 12. And it was on day 366 for me that I went, yep, this is good for me. Yeah. Got a whole year of data of non-drinker Ben, and he's a nicer, generally more well-rounded person than drinker Ben ever was. But yeah, consistency, it surprised me. It was lovely that I'd make plans and I'd stick to them. Or I'd say, right, you know what? I do want to drop a bit of weight. So I will turn up and do the Instagram workout, and I'll do it every day and I won't miss one, you know. And I dropped 3 stone. That was a good thing
that's phenomenal, Ben.
Finished drinking. Yeah, I've got a bit more to go. We've got the honeymoon coming up in January. And Jem is like super fit. Like she's always Pilates, yoga, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to look like, you know, Beauty and the Beast desk holiday honeymoon photos. So I'm back on my Instagram workout, Shaz, and
amazing.
I've done 2 already this week. I've got 1 to do at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. But it was just really important to me that, like, you know, doing what I said I was going to do, you know, it plays into kind of like, I was doing myself a disservice, I think. I was living against my kind of core values, and I want to be seen as someone who is dependable and reliable and consistent, and drinking got in the way of all of those things. So no major rock bottom moment. I wasn't a dependent drinker, because I can say that confidently, because when I removed alcohol, I didn't have any signs of physical dependence. Doesn't mean it wasn't easy. You know, we live in a world where alcohol is available and aggressively marketed to us at every turn. When you turn on the telly, when you walk down the street, you know, it's birthdays, it's funerals. So it wasn't easy to do, even though I didn't have a rock bottom. But it was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be when I first started. And actually, the thing that I always talk about with alcohol-free living is that you give it one thing, you gain so much more. But it's about, we're at a stage now, Shaz, aren't we, where we wouldn't give up the things that we've bought in because we're non-drinkers. Like,
completely.
I know that I wouldn't go and climb mountains if it wasn't for being alcohol-free. I'd be lying in bed with a hangover. It's the kind of thing I used to talk about in the pub. Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, I climbed mountains all the time. I'm going to do that again this weekend. Well, I wake up this day, oh, God, I can't drive to anywhere. I've got to stay in bed, close the curtains, pull the duvet over my head. Anyway, you asked for a slightly longer intro than usual. Did I fulfil the brief there?
I mean, have you finished? Yes. I mean, dear God, I'm looking at the clock.
You know what?
We're nearly out of time.
Jeez, I'm really sorry. Let's hope that Tom, who edits this, cuts that down.
Tom, leave it all in. I love listening to Ben's story. I really, really do. As I mentioned at the, I think we did at least, anyway, at the start of this this episode, I suppose it's an unusual one in that this week there's no guest.
For a very good reason.
Yeah. So we've got loads to talk about. As you said, when you are listening to this, I'm not going to be here. I'm away with my family celebrating a big birthday. But it got us thinking, didn't it? And it got us talking about those celebrations. And yes, this is going to be my 50th, my first big birthday. Although I love celebrating every birthday. I don't care the age. To me, they're all
yeah,
big.
But, you know, the decade ones.
Yeah, the decade
this is your
ones,
first
I suppose.
Big decade birthday alcohol free.
Yeah. And genuinely, hand on heart, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm hitting my 50s as a non-drinker, doing what we're doing and loving life. Now, this isn't me going, oh, isn't everything perfect? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it, you know, the solution to all life's problems? No, life still goes on.
Yeah.
Stuff still happens. But I tell you what, oh, my God.
What are you going to say? You're better equipped for it, aren't you?
Massively,
you know,
so.
Anything that comes along, you're not operating on 40, 30, some days 20%.
No.
You know,
no.
Life still comes at you, but it makes a hell of a difference when you're dealing with it at full capacity.
Yeah.
You know,
massively
all your senses. So. God, it does.
It does. I've never been as excited about life. Does that make me sound? Do I sound a little bit wanky when I say that?
No, I love that. That's one of the most lovely things that you've ever said.
It's true. And there's only one downside to this year's or this big decade celebration is that one fifth of the family can't be with us. We may have mentioned on, I don't even think on the main podcast episode, and I'm going to skim over it very, very quickly. Actually, no, we did mention this. So if you've not already listened yet to Ella Hartley, the daughter, which was an episode with Ella as I hit my 5-year soberversary that Ben set up, and it was emotional. It hit me in the feels, good feels and bad feels, and it was quite the episode. It was wonderful. During that chat with our daughter, you heard that she had better things to do, basically.
Your daughter, not our daughter.
Yeah, no, our daughter.
not ours. Just to clarify.
She's mine. She's mine and Paul's daughter.
I've got a wife and kids now. Come on.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Jem listens to this.
Hi, Jem. Yeah. She'll be sick of my nonsense and all by now. I know that. Ella, my daughter. And when I meant ours, I meant mine and my husband's, not mine and...
Yeah.
Right, let's move on.
Yeah, just to clarify. Yeah. I'm glad we clarified.
Thank you. She could only stay on the call for part of it because she had some job interviews over Zoom and all the rest of it. Long story short, she got this most amazing job. That's it. That's all I can say. It's just amazing. And she's now currently working on the other side of the world, which means she's not able to join us for the family celebrations for the big birthday. In the grand scheme of life, you know, she'll get over it. I think she's absolutely fine about the whole thing, as will I. It's not a problem. We can celebrate at a later date. But I said earlier this year that all I wanted to do for my 50th this year, I'm not going to do it next year, am I? It's only the once. So the only thing I wanted to do with my 50th is just be with my family. And that's exactly what's happening. And we can rewind, well, if you like, and talk about some...
But that's exactly what I'd like to do. Before we get to what your plans actually are for your 50th, I want to do two things. First of all, I thought it would be nice. I've been working on, because you're going to be 50, I've been working on a list of 50 things that I like about you, Sharon.
What number are you on? Number two?
Well,
how far did you get?
Number one, nice accent.
Aww.
Number two, nice surname. And that's what I got so far. So any suggestions, Ben at overtheinfluence.co.uk.
You're literally at number two. Two things you like about me, my accent and my surname.
Yeah, well, you got a lovely surname. I love the surname Hartley. This is a lovely song.
Are you too young to remember the advert off of the 80s, Fly Fishing with J.R. Hartley?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. So that,
got no idea
that'll be lost on you. If you're of a certain age listening to this and you remember the Yellow Pages advert and that book that he was looking for written by J.R. Hartley, you'll get the reference. Yeah. If you're under the age of 40, you'll be thinking, what's she on about? Okay. So,
and all of our listeners overseas, of which there are now many. Thank you for listening to Over the Influence, wherever you are. But should we rewind? The second thing I wanted to do was rewind. Let's go back now nearly 10 years to your 40th. Leo wants
to. Yeah, I'm just listening to Leo. Go on, carry on.
So, 40th birthday, nearly 10 years ago, you were a drinker, and the thought of going alcohol-free, had it crossed your mind at that point?
No.
Because it was still a few years till you did it.
Had it crossed my mind? No, had it heck... Like, in the true sense of the word, and to be absolutely honest, no, although I had dabbled with the odd sober October, the odd dry January. So in that sense, yeah, there were, I think there was probably a seed planted. Did I think at the age of 40, getting ready for a big boozy do and using, you know, the weeks and months surrounding either side of the months before and after my birthday as any excuse to drink? God, no. No, 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 no. And if you'd have told me then, Ben, fast forward 10 years, Sharon, and you'll be a non-drinker, you'll be choosing not to drink, you'll be loving life without booze in your hand and everything else that's come with it, I literally would have, I'd have laughed in your face. In your face.
So tell us about 39-year-old Sharon Hartley. What was she like? What was she doing? How did she feel?
God, you've gone deep again. You've done it again.
You know I like to. Only very occasionally.
So 39-year-old. So, I wasn't in radio. Okay, so I'd made some changes in order to fit in with the family and family life, and I wasn't particularly enjoying what I was doing.
So changes work-wise, you mean? Because you started off as a broadcast journalist, didn't you? That was your career on leaving university.
Yeah.
You read the news.
Yeah, that's right. I started working in...
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Sharon Hartley.
It was just like that, except my surname was Gregory at the time. So if you could do that again in...
Of course it was. It's 3 o'clock. I'm Sharon Gregory. Oh, my God. It's absolutely hammering it down. It's absolutely pissing down in Lancashire.
It was exactly like that.
Yeah. Get your brollies. You also did serious news. It wasn't just the weather, of course.
It wasn't just the weather. The bulletin,
yeah. Some shit's going down in Lancaster city centre and it's pissing it down. It's 4 o'clock. I'm Sharon Hartley.
It's Gregory.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I was in...
That's where you started, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. Yeah, in commercial radio, and I absolutely adored it. I'm going to cut a big, long story, very, very short. I joined the family business, so it fit in with childcare and whatnot, had 3 children. So how old would I have been when... So my kids at 26, 28, 32... I think it was. Yeah, so I'd had all the children by that point. But it's really interesting. I think it was in my 30s where I began to go out less because of the children and, you are more sort of homebound and began to drink more at home. And looking back with my, 2020 vision goggles, and you can see all that's where it started to become problematic. And, the question you asked me was, what was I like at 39? On a really slippery slope, not quite realising that the amounts I was drinking and the frequency would have an impact into my 40s, which would lead to that decision being made at the age of 44. But I was... I was obsessed with drinking, obsessed with getting as much wine down my neck as I could, and using something like a big birthday, a 40th birthday as, oh, we could do this and we can get drunk and we can do this and we can get drunk and we can go there and, let's get drunk. Do you know what I mean? It was the be all and end all. And yeah, that's probably where it started to go a little bit pear-shaped.
Do you remember, I know that, some people, these big kind of decade birthdays doesn't bother them. It's just another year. Some people get a bit kind of, they start to worry, don't they? When the, like for me, I know that I will approach 40. And I mean, actually, I think I'll probably be very different. But I remember, for example, when I turned from 29 to 30, I was like, oh my God, it starts with a 3. 30. I'm a real adult now.
Grown up.
How did you feel about turning 40? Were you comfortable with it? Were you dreading it a bit?
No, I've never dreaded any of the ages. I've always really embraced it. 21 at university, having an absolute ball. Fast forward to 30 when I had 2 children. I mean, it's really hard to remember that. It's so long ago. So I
with your husband Paul.
Yes, not with Ben. These are my children, not Ben's. Mm-hmm. So at the age of 30, I would have had a four-year-old and a two-year-old. And again, that was a real boozy-doo celebration. Fast forward to 40. I've never had any qualms about the actual age thing. But interestingly, this time I have a little bit, because it's like halfway to 100. And I've been thinking, God, 50. Shashi, you're 50. You're 50. Oh, my God. And I have thought about the numbers a little bit. But then couple that with everything else that's going on in my life right now in terms of opportunities.
You haven't got time to think about it.
Yeah, no, I really haven't. Opportunities over the influence, the podcast, my family. I've got some really exciting stuff coming up, and that's all just sort of really been confirmed and discussed in the last couple of weeks as I'm approaching that milestone. I've gone, whoa, you know, age doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter. And I quite often go, would any of this be happening if I was still knocking it back like I did in my 40s or my early 40s? Not a cat in hell's chance, would it? Absolutely not. So even though I have thought, God, it's a big number, that 50. As I said to you at the start of this episode, Ben, I have never been as excited about life and about stuff that's coming up. Yeah. Life, they say life begins at 40. I think for me, it really is all kicking off at 50.
Go on then. How did you celebrate your 40th?
So it was a big joint birthday party with a friend. And so he'd turned 50. And of course, I'd turned 40. Our birthdays are in the same month. And it was a joint 90th. And it was just, it was a real boozy do. Like a big, 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 big boozy do. Like, I think we had, did we have Lancashire hot pot pies, that sort of thing?
Of course we did.
We had like the noisiest band in the world. It was really, really loud.
Did you book out the cricket club?
It was a village hall. Yeah. It was a village hall. And there was a couple of hundred people there. And it was packed. And yeah, of course, it was really good fun. You know, we had a really good night. Do I remember it from a certain point onwards? No. Was I absolutely hanging the next day? Yes. Did I lose cards and presents? Yes. You know, and you go and do the mind sweep the morning after, the night before. And yeah, it was a big boozy party. And this time round, I wanted the polar opposite. Like, I think my husband had sort of like tried to test the water, going, Do you want a party? Do you want a party? And I'm like, no, I literally couldn't think of anything worse. I don't, thank you. I just want to be with the family. That's it. That is it. And our eldest girlfriend, you know, we include her within that. So it couldn't be more different, and I couldn't feel more different about life over the last decade.
Okay, so you're 40 now, you've woken up, bit of a hangover, you've had your bash at the village hall, and you're about to start a brand new decade. What did you, I mean, I know we're going back nearly 10 years now, so if you can't remember.
I probably can't, but fine. Try me.
but what were you expecting to get out of your fifth decade, your 40s? What were you thinking you were going to get out your 40s?
Not much, to be honest. I thought this was my lot. And don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I was proud to be part of our family business. And it fit in with, you know, the children at school and home and all the rest of it. But I did spend a lot of time, not secretly, I mean, no secret of the fact, moaning about the fact that I really miss broadcasting. You know, I really did miss working in radio. But in terms of ambition and dreams for my 40s, I didn't really have any. I was just plodding on. Because at that point, I suppose, when I turned 40, fast, you know, towards 44, that's when my drinking really ramped up. And so I wasn't really asked about anything. Genuinely, it was a case of, go to work and then go home and sort the kids and drink a bit more at weekends. And that became the cycle. And I genuinely didn't really have any hopes and ambitions, which I suppose just sounds a little bit miserable.
And why is that? Like, was it a kind of just a lack of enthusiasm?
Yeah.
For hopes and ambitions? Well, was it like, oh, that's those hopes and ambitions, that's for young people. So, of course, I'm not saying that being in your 40s isn't. I'm very fast approaching mine. But I mean, you know, the youth I'm talking about.
Again, it comes back down to hindsight. I didn't know at the time how much alcohol was suppressing everything that was potentially in there. I didn't know until I took that break when I was 44. In fact, it was about 6 weeks before my 45th. So halfway through that decade, you know, when I've done another 5 years of drinking, another 5 years of feeling shit, another 5 years of functioning below par, massively below par. Now I can look back and go, flipping heck. God, can you imagine if you'd have done that, made that decision at 40? Can you imagine, like you, if I'd have stopped drinking at 35? And it's all the what ifs and yeah, you know, whatever. I didn't. And so, c'est la vie. But that turning point for me was halfway through that decade, just before I was 45. And that is when life started to get really, really interesting in ways that I could not have dreamt of when I started out in my 40s.
Go on then. That's my next question. So you were expecting a decade of not much.
Yeah.
Because...
just plodding on.
You know. Yeah. So what did your 40s bring?
Well, that's where it started. I'm actually still in my 40s, aren't I? I'm still 49. Yeah, I'm still in my 40s.
Currently.
I'm confusing myself.
Not for long.
No, I've got...
I mean, it's now hours. Yeah. We've got hours left.
Yeah. So the first half of my 40s, yeah, just trudging along. The second half of my 40s have been the most surprising, productive, exciting, challenging, bonkers 5 years of my life. And if, you know, you had a crystal ball, Ben, and showed it me when I was sloshed, we'll say, on my 40th birthday, or where I was hanging the day after, when, here's a glimpse, this is what might happen if you just make a change, if you give yourself that shot and just stop drinking for a while, this is what might happen. I could not have written it. I could have not have made it up. And I just wouldn't have believed you.
Which version of future you would you have liked to have seen in the crystal ball? Would it have been Sharon sitting in a radio studio at BBC Radio Lancashire? Would it be Sharon looking very posh at our pizza and podcasting event in the summer in Birmingham? Or would it be Sharon looking knackered at the top of Ben Nevis with a midgy net over her face? You look like a beekeeper on the top of a mountain. Which version do you think that you would have showed yourself?
I'd have been happy to see any one of those. There's too much to include. There's too much. Every one of those scenarios that you've just, you know, shared then and reminded me of just makes me go, oh my God, wouldn't have been at the top of Ben Nevis with this bunch of randoms off the internet, i.e. members of our amazing community. I would not be doing the job of my dreams, which I just adore day in, day out. Pizza and podcast, people coming along to listen to what we've got to say about sobriety. It's wonderful. And that's...
And pizza.
I think they came more for the pizza, didn't they?
Really? More for the pizza,
yeah.
Although then you can get pizza everywhere, but you can't get pizza everywhere with like-minded people.
Absolutely. Well, it was so good. Yeah. It was so good. More of those next year. And again, I need to drop in a big fat disclaimer here. You know, it's not literally been a case of I stopped drinking and then ta-da, life change. And there's your dream job. I've worked really hard at all of this from those first really, really difficult weeks, navigating that first year. That first year of everything, you know. In fact, it's really funny. I'll just quickly share this with you. So we were out yesterday for our eldest birthday, and he's just turned 23. He was actually due on my birthday. Can you believe it? When he came 11 days early. And we were out last night, and I went, God, do you remember when you turned 18? And I was about 6 weeks in, and before all this, Ben, I'd been going, oh, when you're 18, you can buy your mum your first legal pint. You can buy your mum a cocktail legally. In fact, you can buy me a couple and save me getting up, going to the bar. And obviously, it didn't.
Were you a lot older in your 40s than you are in your 50s? it sounds like an old woman. Well, to be fair, you look a lot younger.
Yeah, well,
that's one thing that alcohol-free life's done.
Yeah. Without doubt.
You look younger going into 50 than you did going into 40.
It's madness. It's like a free facelift. But that never happened. That scenario never happened. My children ended up never having to pick me up drunk, you know, when they were driving, because I stopped drinking. And I just had a little moment last night where we were out for dinner. And what did I drink last night? Oh, they had Gordon's 00. So I had myself a Gordon's 00 with an elderflower tonic, and then went
very
on.
Nice.
It was just beautiful. It was so, so nice. And it took me back to that first awkward meal. Well, I didn't really know what to do with my hands. And I'm like, oh, this is so, so strange. It all changes. And it all changes with patience and with really hard work and with balls of steel, because it's not easy. So I don't want anybody listening to think, oh, right, yeah, you stopped drinking and all this miraculous stuff happened. It's taken time. And it's still a work in progress. It absolutely is. But the stuff that has now happened in the second half of my 40s, these last 5 years, hands down would not be happening if I was still being a daily drinker and putting the alcohol before anything else. It's been, I just sound so wanky. It's just been magical. It's been wonderful.
And what's been the secret to your success?
If you bring that up one more time, because it makes my skin crawl.
If you are just joining us for the first time, Shaz said that to a guest when she went, I think the secret to my success, and then very quickly realised, she's like,
I don't know why it came out. The secret to my branch is success.
I think the secret to my branch is success.
Ben's never let me forget it.
Going into your 40s, you had no hopes and dreams, which isn't that sad.
Yeah.
That, like, when you think about it, like, I don't want to make you sad, but just, I suppose we can reflect on that now, knowing where you are today.
I was just plodding on, trudging.
But going into your 50s then, what are your hopes and dreams?
what a brilliant question. Oh, that's mad. I'd like it to slow down a little bit, actually. There's too much stuff going on. But it's good stuff and I'm not complaining. My hopes and dreams, my 50s, oh, please, that it just continues on the path that it's on. I'm really happy with the path that I am on. And as long as I choose not to drink, I'll continue on this path. That's not me saying, oh, maybe I'll change my mind, maybe I'll go back. I'll never go back. I'll never, ever go back. I say that. And I use those words that I choose not to drink, because I think in the past people have looked on and go, oh, isn't it a shame? Isn't it a shame that she can't drink? That she can't drink? Isn't it a shame? I can do what I want. I'm a grown-ass adult. I choose not to now because there's too much going on. There's too much good stuff happening. And I don't want to compromise any of that for, you know, the way I felt for the first half of my 40s. So my hopes and dreams are just that it carries on the way it is, and that my family are happy and they're happy with the way I am, you know.
Yeah. There's some pretty good hopes and dreams there. On to my next question. You know what? My next question, and this is the bit that you really want to talk about. It's the bit that I've been holding off on, because let's face it, you know, I'm still in the UK. It's November. It's cold. It's probably fucking raining again. Whereas you are in your little thong bikini on a beach in Barbados. You know. Living the life.
Hey, listen.
As you should be.
I'm not getting my ass out for anybody on those beaches, I can tell you now. I've got myself quite a substantial size 16 coverall, so there's nothing... Because I'm very large up top, Ben. I'm very large up top. And also quite large around the arse area, so there's no thongs.
Let's move on, shall we?
You brought it up, you went there, so you can deal. You can deal with the picture you've just painted.
Should we talk about something else?
Yeah.
I actually feel embarrassed now. Leo, don't listen to Auntie Sharon. She's being naughty. What are your plans then? So your 40th was let's gather lots of people in a room, pay for a load of booze, watch everyone get drunk, wake up the next day, feeling like starting a brand new decade, feeling like
shit isn't on a stick.
But isn't that mental?
Isn't it crackers? When you say it like that, Ben.
I thought that on the day after the wedding. Waking up, I was so happy to be alcohol free at the wedding.
Amazing.
And one of the, you know, waking up that next day thinking, I'm starting married life, the new version of me, you know, the husband version of me. I was really glad to be starting that clear headed and, you know, not groggy.
It's priceless.
Yeah. So you'll be starting yours, obviously, in Barbados. But what are your plans? What have you got? Have you got anything in the diary? Is it all just kind of get there and see?
We're just going to get there and chill. Nothing really planned. And it's just going to be like doing nothing. I'm really looking forward to doing a little bit of reading. I'm really looking forward to getting up dead early and having a coffee, watching a sunrise. Really looking forward to just sticking about on the beach with my family, doing nothing. If they want the odd rum cocktail, fill your flipping boots. Do you know what I mean? Like, literally not bothered. Because, actually, I think we probably mentioned this in previous episodes, the changes in my behaviour have impacted so massively on my family. You know, they can take it or leave it, that they're not bothered. Equally, I'm not going to start finger wagging and frowning, going, oh, I can't do that. Don't do that near me. So if they want to indulge, that's absolutely fine. I shan't be. I just know it's going to be some much needed peace and quiet, because it has been, I think particularly with OTI, Ben, and the podcast of the community, it has been a full-on, like, I say 12 months, it's been a full-on 3 years, really, hasn't it? And it doesn't show any signs of slowing down, and we don't want it to do that. But the first time in a very, very long time, I'm having 2 whole weeks off everything, off work, off OTI, just to spend some time with the family. That's it, yeah. And get a bit of sun on this very, very milk bottle body.
You know, I've added actually another thing to the list of things I like about, 50 things I like about Shazza. Number one, nice accent.
Brilliant.
Number two, nice surname. Number three, how did you phrase it? Big up top?
I'm very, very large up top. Very, very big up top. Don't know. Just, yeah, there's a lot going on up there. There's a lot.
I hope you have the loveliest time. You deserve to have the best 2 weeks ever. You have absolutely smashed it out of the park. I mean, the last 5 years, but it's especially ramped up the last couple.
Yeah, it's been mad, hasn't it?
Work couldn't be going better for you. I actually had a meeting with our very big boss today, Shaz. And we're talking about some of our kind of colleagues around the BBC. And I was, you know, we talked about you and she said some very nice things. She's always good, isn't it?
Thank you.
You know, so work's obviously going well.
Thank you.
You're enjoying it, but your work is being appreciated by those above, which is always nice.
I'm loving it.
You're smashing it out of the park with OTI. We're growing every day. You know what's mad about OTI in terms of the podcast? I was looking at the analytics.
Of course you were. Were you in the back end again, Ben? Were you in the back end of the analytics?
I was. We're now so close to 1 million downloads.
Oh my gosh, are we really?
But what's mad is that since March 2020, right?
Yep.
That's when we've started the podcast. Yep. 500,000 of those have come in the last year on its own. Like, that's the kind of growth that we're seeing.
That's cracking.
With the podcast.
Isn't it?
And you know what? In terms of the community, like, I log onto it and I look, and because of life being a bit crazy, I've had to back out of some Zooms recently, so I'm not doing any, and I need to get back on it, and I promise you I will. And I've been saying that for a few months, but I will. But I look at the forum and there's people there that I've never met before.
Yeah.
You know, loads of them, loads of new people joining. Like, Shaz, you're absolutely smashing it out of the park in every aspect. You know, and that episode we did with Ella a few weeks ago, the reaction we had to
that. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
You know, it just, obviously your family love you very much, and they did when you were a drinker. But from what Ella was saying, you know, but they've seen you accomplish something massive in your 40s. Sorry, I put the baby on the floor now because he can sit up now.
Oh, bless him.
He's now just looking up at me, yelling.
Leo, he won't be a minute. He's nearly done, Leo. He's nearly done.
Yeah. But, you know, I hope you feel really proud of what you've achieved in your 40s. Because now, think about all the stuff that you've achieved in your 40s. Actually, you started to achieve that from 45.
Yeah.
Now you've got double the amount of time that you had in your 40s, double the amount of productive alcohol-free time.
It's crazy.
To do even more.
That's why, I think I've said it twice already during this episode, that's why I'm so excited about what's to come. You know, really, really excited. And if you are listening and you've not heard the episode with Ella, I want to hark back to that for just a sec. It gives you an insight into the impact your drinking can have on your children as a parent. Because when I stopped drinking, she would have been 15. So we spoke to her when she was 20. So she's, a beautiful, fabulous young woman now. And it was hard to listen to. It was really hard to listen to, but equally it was really important to listen to what she had to say. And it's a fantastic episode. It is so, so good. And one of my favourite things that I say all the time is that the best apology is changed behaviour. So those years that were wasted, and they were wasted to alcohol, I now put as much effort into alcohol-free life, and that's where we're at today. And it doesn't matter your age. It absolutely doesn't matter your age. I'm doing things now at the age of, about to be 50, probably in a couple of hours' time, that I didn't think possible. So give yourself a chance. Flipping well, go for it. It's utterly life-changing and really, really magical.
Right, you've got to go and get on a plane, haven't you, love?
Ladies, love, hang on. Should I lift my top up and show my bikini? Do you want to see it?
No. And I want no photos. I don't want you to send one. I'm not interested.
Well, I can't
in your fabulous time that you're having, literally in paradise.
I can't promise, although I can promise that you've got 2 weeks now, Ben, where you won't be mithered 24/7, maybe just 12/7.
12/7.
Is that even a thing?
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, I hope you have the loveliest birthday. I, you're not quite getting on a plane yet. I'm actually seeing you IRL tomorrow, and I can't wait. I've got a little something for you, love.
No, bless you.
To say happy birthday.
Oh, how lovely is that? I can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait to see you. You're a great friend, Chaz, and I wish you the happiest of birthdays. I know you won't be thinking about me on your birthday, but I'll be thinking about you.
I will be thinking about you, Ben, because you're never too far from my thoughts. You're really, really not.
But have the loveliest time, and I love that you're celebrating it with the people that you want to be with. Yeah. You know,
thank you.
But I'll miss you.
Thank you, and I'll miss you too. And I'll be back before you know it, and you'll be like, bloody hell. Was it really 2 weeks she's been away for?
That flew. Fucking hell, do you fancy going back then?
It's been...
Happy birthday.
A pleasure. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. It's very, very kind of you. It's been really nice to chat. As always, we will be back same time next week. And if you would like any further information about our fabulous community, look us up online over theinfluence.co.uk. You'll find us on socials at alcoholfreepod. Even Leo is clapping his hands for my birthday. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. He makes me lose my thread all the time. It's because he's so cute. I'm talking about Leo here, not Ben. And finally, sure. If you want to ping us an email and ask us any questions about the community, it is OTIHQ at overtheinfluence.co.uk. Although I must add on, at this point, it's likely to be the out of office is on. Laters.